Sony Gold Prayer Book, please turn to page 34. And then above the words daily prayers is the Shakyamuni Buddhist mantra. So we'll chant that three times. If you have the, if you don't have the gold book, but you have the white binder, just go to the first, page that has, the daily prayers. Ta ya ta om mune mune maha munaye soha ta ya ta om mune mune maha munaye soha Taya ta om mune mune maha munaye soha. Now turn to page 37, and at the bottom is chant the Four Measurables chanting version. And if you have the white binder, it's just the words by the prayer notes. Sen chen tam che de wa dong de we gyu dong den par ju chi chant Chenrezig's mantra 8 times. He's the Buddha of great compassion. And then below that, Green Taurus mantra, deity of enlightened activity, 7 times. The first one, 8 times.
Om Mani Padme Hum.
Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum.
Om Mani Padme Hum. Tare tu, tare tu, re soha.
Om 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 tare tu, tare tu, re soha. Om tare tu tare tu re soha. Om tare tu tare tu re soha.
Thank you. Now the children are welcome to go to their classes. And the Refuge of Bodhicitta prayer before the teaching is on page 98.
Good morning.
Good morning, Keshla.
You want to do introduce each other?
Okay.
The ethics. Well, first one is I think enough. My stomach is not good. I went to the 4 times this morning in the restroom. And first time then also we need going to sign some of the then I have to check for somebody. Okay.
Okay. Okay, thank you. Maybe we do first brief meditation. Okay. This brief meditation is Narumba Sis Yokinis come from. Okay. Then you have to palm push in the your ring finger. Okay, push like this. Ring finger, and then you have to close. Okay. Then don't hit your nerve, okay? Okay, then you have to do first I will show you, then we do together, okay? Then you have to do like this. Like this. And go here. And come to here. And breathe 1 and 2, 1 and 3. Then do again. Come here. Back same. Like this and there. And both together. Like, you know, same like this. When you breathe, close your fingers. Like this. When you breathe out, exhale, right? You have to like open. Okay, 3 times. Okay, you got it, right? Okay. One. Two. Three. Okay. Okay, now together. What I say, when you breathe, breathe in, close your finger, breathe out, close like this, put here on the nail, okay? Okay, it's good, right? Now, we are going to set off our motivation. And it's really very important set of motivation. We talk about the Buddhists like, you know, three types of motivation. But all of us come to hear different motivation, right? Therefore, this motivation, set of motivation is very, very important, because, I don't know how to say, Buddhists believe everything is come from mind, okay? Therefore, at least like if something you think good, you can see good. Then, like, I have some like I want to share some story back to in my monastery. One Sinegeshi, his mom came to visit him from Tibet to India. His mom is blind, could see, but South India weather is very, very hot, you know. Then some of the monks teased from the mother, they said, "Oh, look there, outside snowy." Have you ever heard this story? Okay, that's good. And after a few minutes, the mom is freezing, even though weather is very hot. That's true story. Like, you know, then mom asks extra blanket. Actually, weather is more hot than today. Yeah, because she can't see snowing. She thought outside is snow. Therefore, like, okay. Then, another funny story, like, you know, in a long time ago in Tibet, some of the nomads, they live in the tent. The one of the tailor, who see the clothes, the tailor, yeah. We don't have any machine. Then he and she, I don't know, whenever he sings, then he like put in his knee here. Then he doing something else, okay? Then one time, suddenly he lost his knee. Then he always keep here, right? Then he thought, okay, instead of the stupor, stomach. Okay. Then he was very pain, very, very pain. So I did, and then no way to go to hospital. Okay. Then he just lay down, look at the tent. He see Nilis on the tent. That's also a true story. Yeah. Because like, you know, therefore I say like motivation is very important. If we always think like bright side, then always see beautiful things. If we always like, you know, think about like, you know, something negatively, we always see negatively. Like for example, one person stay upside down, right? He see all people upside down. Yeah, I think therefore, always like, you know, something things good, it's a lot of benefit. Therefore, all of us set off good motivation, then we do few minutes silence meditation, okay? Then we start the teaching. Okay. 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 Today we talk about ethics. Last time we talk about the generosity, right? Each session I want to talk about six professions. Okay. Do you remember six professions, sir? Like generosity, ethics, passion, and a joyful effort, concentration, and wisdom. Okay. Then last time we talk about the generosity, then also like, you know, just remind, generosity has giving material things and giving dharma and giving free from fear. Okay. I think practice generosity is really very important. Because the result of generosity is having all the material things we need. Okay? Therefore, it's really very important. And also, generosity is not giving material things. Giving material things is part of the generosity, right? The definition of the generosity is having a mind that wants to give whatever you have. Okay? Then generosity is like your body, speech, mind, you can give so wonderful things for others. Therefore, generosity is not have to give material things, okay? Then also, today we talk about the ethics. Also, they have three types of ethics. The ethics of restraint from misdeeds, and the ethics of gathering virtuous dharma. The ethics of working for the sake of sentient beings. Okay? Three types of ethics. You got it, right? Okay. The first one is the ethics of restraint from misdeeds. They have 10 of virtues and 10 virtues. Also many things, okay? Then today we are talking about the 10 noble virtues and 10 virtues, okay? Now a band like posing the 10 noble virtues of body and speech and mind. With the 10 noble virtues, there are 3 noble virtues of body and 4 of speech and 4 of mind. Okay? If you don't clear, please let me know. I try to repeat clear. If I can't, then I ask to her to explain it. Because my English is no good. Okay? The first noble virtue is killing. Killing is really not good because life is more important than anything. Therefore, killing is not good at all. Not good at all. there are many types of killing. Each comes out of the three poisons, like anger, attachment, ignorance. Okay. So one is from anger, kill someone because you don't like them, out of hatred. And another types of killing is out of attachment because you want to wear the skin or eat the meat of an animals. We do a lot of this, right? For example, okay. Then, and the third is out of ignorance, like not understanding, kill someone, not create negative karma. I don't know if this good example or not, but like, you know, sacrifice the animal for gods, something like that. Then, I always think like fishing. Many people think fishing is sport, right? But I think it's not good. That's my opinion. And second one is the no virtue is stealing. In Tibet, an actually translation is Majimba Lemba means like take it that which has not given. Been giving. Stealing can come in several forms, like for example, someone in a position of power use their power to take things. Many, like, you know, the poor country let us do like that, right? Yeah. And also, when someone borrowed money, it takes a long time to repay. It is happy. It hopes the lender, and will forget the borrow owns the money. Also, like one way to look stealing is to throw the three poisons. For example, due to the aversion, you want to hurt your enemies, the people of who you are jealous and don't like. Therefore, you want to take their things, even though you don't want. You take those things, as this is stealing. The second example is having attachment to someone as the things, wants to steal them. The third is the wrong idea, through the ignorance, that if you take someone's as things, you will not create negative karma. That's the second one, Majjhima Nimba, okay? The third no virtue is sexual misconduct. This means not having unfair and so on. Okay. The fourth is dharma, lying. There are three categories of lying, the regular and big and great big. Looks good. The first one is like pretend you don't hear or see something you actually did hear or see. Like, you know, I remember somebody, like, you know, okay. These are not that big deal, right? The second one is also, like, you know, not good, like saying something that is incorrect, like if you go to hell, there is no suffering, okay? If you do recite mantra, do puja, whatever you do like this kind, you do not create any beneficial merit. You got? Yeah, merit, not marriage, merit. Or if you kill, there is no negative result. Okay? And this is the like a category of big lie. The third one is really very important, great big lie. It is saying you have spiritual attainments. Okay. You do not have, or saying you can read mind when you cannot, and so on. Like nowadays in China and Taiwan and so many different countries, they have many fake monks. They say, oh, I read your mind, and many, like, you know, nowadays difficult situation, because I know your previous life, this and that, like so many things going on. I think most of you hear from His Holiness teaching. His Holiness is very concerned about that. Okay. Actually, lies doesn't no need a word. Don't need to speak. Okay? Like, you actually can convey the lie in attempt to make other think this is untrue, things actually true. Like for example, like, you know, when All Sangha are invited for meal, and there is a special station for sitting geshes, like for example geshes. And a monk who is not geshin sit in that area. The other people believe he is geshi, and this considered is lie, right? Even though no word was spoke, people's minds have been changed because they believe he's geshi. Make sense? Okay, very good. If people ask if there is even a time it is okay to lie, sometimes I think white lie is okay. Like for try to make other people feel good. Oh, you are so beautiful. Your clothes are so nice. People say a lot, right? I said, that's good, right? That's not... But the story I'm going to tell saying that lying is not good. But in my opinion, if lie saves somebody's life, it's okay. That's my opinion. I don't know. Buddha did say. The one test saying that if you, like, you know, when we was studying in a monastery, they have one book, like, I don't remember exactly about, like, paramita, the one test saying, like, give example, we cannot lie. This, like, you know, that if you see a deer run by and there a hunter follows and ask you where the deer went, okay? What did you say? It's too difficult, right? First you can try to stall, okay? For example, ask the hunter where he is from. Ask the hunter to describe the deer, and so on. Maybe say, "Oh, your gun is so nice." Yeah. Then eventually you can honestly say which direction the deer went, because now the deer has had time to get away. That's like, you know, one of the examples we cannot lie. Okay? Then fifth no vocho is divisive speech with a tama. It's really not good. Really not good. This, like, you know, an example is saying things in private to one friend to turn their against another. Okay, and going to the other and saying bad things to turn them against the false. The goal is tied to separate friends. the worst form of the divisive speech is splint the sangha. The sangha, two group sangha. That's really not good. And especially separating the Vajra master who give initiation from their students. That's also really not good. His tama is really not good. Okay. Then sixth is like chitta. Harsh speech. Harsh speech. We don't like harsh speech, right? This includes saying words that hurt others. Even when the words are true. Okay. I think this is like different tradition in Tibetan and here. Because in Tibet people say, like, you know, if people cannot see, we say blame. They are very hurt. I think here people okay, right? People who cannot walk, they call creep. Cripple, yeah. People, it's okay, right? But in Tibet, it's really not good. people sometimes like, you know, the scold, like, you know, you are blame, you are like, you know, deaf, like something like that. That's not a nice word in Tibet. But here, I think it's different. Maybe you are fat. Maybe you are ugly. There's people hurt, right? Okay. Therefore, I always remember whenever I see this, like, you know, when I first came to the rally, I stay with Geshe-la and I stay with Stevenie's house. Then in Tibet, that time, people lost faith. Okay, in India too. And they don't want to let me drink a Coke because you become a faith. I really need to become a faith. Because I told Tizi, my teacher Geshe Gele, I told Tizi, oh, you must let me drink a Coke. If you don't let me drink a Coke, then I become very thin. When I go back to monastery, they think, oh, I'm unhappy in the United States because I'm very thin. Because people go to somewhere, then come back in Tibet, oh, he is very enjoy, he become fat. I don't know, here not this. Therefore, one time Geshe Gele and Stevenie, her husband, and we all together, talk about Santi doing the dinner. I said, Geshe is very good, he's fat. Everybody, I think it's good. My motivation is good. But I hurt somebody. Okay, that's like, you know. We are like different tradition. Yeah. Now I'm like, you know, followed your way. I'm worried my stomach is becoming big now. I'm just teasing. Then also, like, you know, or especially here, negative things in front of the Lama, Geshe's, and Holy Sanghas is really not good. Like, for example, my teacher, you know all, right, my teacher, whenever anyone say criticize about someone, he just recite mantra, look at the sky, don't want to listen. But he did say he don't want to listen. Like my okay. The now next one is Mwacha. Mwacha is also no good neither. Idle speech. The traumatism, watcher. Okay. This is speech that's not necessary. Sometimes people say a lot of necessary things, right? The necessary things create people make upset and many things, okay? Like especially in front of people doing the virtual actions, when they especially get in the way of them doing the virtues. Outdoor speech can be speech that increases attachment to negative things or jealous, and so on. Like, when we was in the monastery, when we first become a monk, then people give advice, like, you know, don't tell each other story, like, you know, like movie, like they are fighting, that make you jealous. Then don't talk about, like, you know, beautiful women, because they make your attachment. Make sense? Yeah, therefore, we always give advice, like something like that. Then also, some people say, always say no necessary things, right? Like me. Some people really good, yeah. Anyway. Now, 8. is now from the here, like, you know, three from body, four from speech. Now, three of mind. Three of mind, okay? The egg, nase, covetousness, covetousness. Can you say?
Covetousness.
Okay. This is want what other have. Okay. It can be material things and someone's husband or wife and girlfriends, boyfriend. You see like somebody's. It's really not good. That's also some of the masters said, like, for example, don't go at the shopping mall. You see so many wonderful things, then you don't have money, then it's increase attachment. The window shop is okay, right? Then some masters said different, like, you go to shopping mall, can see so many wonderful things, then you take everything offering for Buddha and Bodhisattvas, like, you know, different, like, you know, petition. Then many people say, don't go, because if you don't have money, then you really want to, they make your increase attachment. Okay? And covetousness is wish to have all the wonderful things for yourself. One yourself. Therefore, it's not good. Okay? Number nine, ill will. Ill will. Nese ill will. Ill will? Ill will. Yeah. Okay. Things about hunting, either due to anger or jealous and so on. For example, wish that something positive is taken away from someone you don't like. Like wishes that someone who is educated, was it educated? Or being happy when someone you don't like is going through the difficulties. Make sense? People do a lot, right? That's really not good. The result is not good. Okay? The last one is no virtue, is wrong view. For example, think that karma does not exist. That if you do a negative actions, there is no negative result. Okay? There are 360 types of wrong view. 360 types wrong view, like, for example, think if you create merit, there is no benefit, or think if you do not do something bad, there is no negative result. The another wrong view is think that we cannot reach liberation. Liberation? Okay, something like that. Okay, that's like a 10 noble virtues. The now specific negative result of each no virtues. Like if you practice the 10 virtues, there is merit. On the other hand, there are specific negative result associated with each no virtues. Like for example, if you kill, okay, any sentient beings, the result is to be reborn with short life, and more sickness. And food has little taste, and medicine does not help you. And for example, someone, beings are born again and again with short lives. Some people are sick for their entire lives. That's the result of killing, okay? As Also, I heard like, you know, one of the maybe, the very like, you know, wealth family, maybe king of the one of the India, he have one daughter. Daughter was very good health, and but anyway, he lost the daughter when she was young. And then said the resort, like, you know, this resort cost one bean, like a bean like box. He come here, he like something to do like this, he kill. This cause he got so wonderful daughter lost like when she was young. The story of the one of the Buddha's like story. Yeah. Therefore, kill is not good. Okay. Next are some example of resort of stealing. Okay. Even if you have few things that are taken from you, you have more enemies. Even when you do a lot of hard work, you cannot save much money. Okay, because you steal a lot of other people's money or things, therefore resort you don't have. You become poor anyway. Now, regarding sexual misconduct, okay, the future resort can be frequently, again and again, family problem, and for example, have you different opinion from your spouse and mistrust between you, and divorce, and so many big problem, that's some family, because like, you know, cause like that, okay. The next, the resort of lying, I've been frequently criticized or having many people cheat you, okay. The next, the resort of harsh speech, are always hearing harsh word. My teacher, old friend remind us that we should always guard our speech because we never know who among us may be Bodhisattvas and speak harsh word to Bodhisattvas create a lot of negative karma. Therefore, it's really not good. Like, if you say something, you cannot take. Yeah. Same like glass. Therefore, we have to have always like, you know, guard ours. That's very important, I think. Then, resort of idle speech. That other do not trust what you say. Even when you are speaking the truth. Also, whenever you speak, you are not confident in your words. Okay? And the result of covetousness are never achieve the goals you attempt. Also, you are frequently, that's not good for my mouth, this one. Receive material things and experience that you do not want. It is positive of when you are not attached. And you are happy with whatever comes your way. Right? Okay. The second last, for ill will. The resort are always feeling afraid and frequently having others being violent toward you. Okay. And finally, the resort of wrong view. Are you blind to the right way? You believe that what is red actually round and vice versa. Yeah. Because like it's so funny, like you know, my English is not good, her Tibet is not good. Then she helped me what I said, she helped me Tibby. That's amazing, right? She always helped me. Okay. Now until here like 10 of vultures. Now we have 10 vultures. Okay? Again there are 3 for body, 4 for speech and 3 for mind. First abandon killing and walk to save sentient beings' life. Okay? Second, abandon stealing and practice generosity. Third, abandon sexual misconduct and practice ethics. The fourth, abandon lying and practice tell the truth. Fifth, abandon divisive speech and walk to bring people together. Sixth, abandon harsh speech and practice saying kind things. The seventh, abandon idle speech and practice saying mantra and pray. And eight, abandon covetousness and practice being generous. Okay, the ninth, abandon ill will, and always think about benefit others. That's very important. The tenth, abandon wrong view and try to see things that really are. Okay. We have benefit each of virtues. It is okay. The benefit of not killing is long life and experience one similar illness. Illness, okay. Good health. The benefit of not stealing is having a lot of material things without any worry that others will steal them. Okay. The benefit of avoiding sexual misconduct is having a beautiful family and no enemies. The benefit of not lying is the people will respect and trust you and what you say. Okay. The benefit of avoid divorce speech is that you can draw friends easily to you. The benefit of not using harsh speech is that everything you hear is pleasant. Nice word. The benefit of not practice oral speech is similar to that of the lying. People will respect and trust what you say. Okay. The benefit of avoiding covetousness is that you can achieve whatever you think. Okay. The benefit of not practice ill will is being free from fear. The benefit of abandoning wrong view is that you see things as they really are. Okay? The similar to the former, in the spring you plant the crops, okay, then you water and facilitate them. In the end, you get gather the result of your effort, both positive or negative. Then whatever you do, the result will follow. You think again and again to abandon the 10 virtues, practice the 10 virtues, which are the cause of all Mother Sanjay beings' happiness, work to save other beings' lives, save having beings' life, okay? And time again, practice generosity and don't practice sexual misconduct. Try always to be honest and speak the truth. Practice contentment, like chushe and contentment, and no attachment. And practice kindness toward all the sentient beings, believe in karma. The bottom line is to abandon the 10 virtues and practice cause of all Mother Sanjay beings happiness again and again. And also, like the practice of 10 virtues actually is a foundation of the Buddhist practice. Okay, therefore it is very important to learn the 10 virtues actions. Very important, like you know. If you are really Buddhist, you should know that. Okay? Then, the second one is like the ethics of gathering virtue in Dharma. This means if you don't receive merit, you should try to create merit. If you always have merit, try to increase it more and more. Okay? The last one is have 11 types of ethics of working for the sake of sentient beings. Therefore, I think we're going to stop here. If you want to discuss about ethics, then just discuss it. Then we need to sign it. Okay. Okay. Because most of you know today at the park, one of the park, Dix Park. Yeah. Yeah, the mayor invite everybody pray on the prayer flag. She is going to Dharamsala next month, means tomorrow, right? Next month. She going to like, you know, first week of next month. And also, like you know, the many of the Congress going to Dharamsala, she going to offer for His Holiness Dalai Lama. Okay. You want to discuss today about ethics? But any question? Any questions? Anything? Okay.
Hold on 1 second. For the streaming folks.
Sorry. In regards to the story about the bee and the Indian king, the king from India, and how he lost his daughter, can you erase that or reverse it, that bad karma? I mean, because you had mentioned that if you've killed, then you may be sick for the rest of all of your lives.
Yeah.
So could you end that? Like, could you prevent that from always, for the every life that you'll live in the future? Like, will you have a good life one day?
Of course, we can do purification. We have allowed, like, you know, so many ways to purification, right? Therefore, whatever you did, like, create bad karma, we can do, like, purification so many different ways. That's your answer?
Yes. You made me feel better. Thank you.
Yeah. Man is like, you know, few days ago, one of the professors from UNC asked me to, if you put the oil here in the oil, here the body, that's like purification. I don't think so in the Buddhist. Buddhists, of course, they have many ways to, like, the purification. Many is, like, you know, be good heart. That's the best purification. If you, like, you know, always try to help others. If you cannot help, then it leads harm them. That's the best.
Do not
harm. Okay, do not harm. Sorry.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay.
I know there's one purification practice with Vajrasattva.
Oh.
Is there another one or any other kinds that we could do to practice purification?
Yes, the Bodhisattva mantra, Bodhisattva war practice is one of the best purification. Yeah, one of the best purification. Also, you can do like prostration, recite mantra, everything is like, you know, motivation is bodhicitta. Okay, that's one of the best, like, purification. Okay, right? Okay.
Sorry, me again. So
okay,
is,
good to see you again.
Yes, long time no talk. So, is it bad that I'm so concerned about, like, is that attachment to my future lives? But, like, because I don't, I'm kind of new to Buddhism.
Yeah, that's,
I mean,
good,
is that
very
a year?
Good questions. Like, you know, we're saying like that. I think all attachment is not bad. Like, all anger is bad. The Buddhist philosophy say, because why anger is bad? Anger always destroy both sides. Like, you know, hurt you, hurt whoever angry. But the attachment sometimes is like, you know, attachment yourself becoming, like, you know, future, becoming good. Then you do, like, good things, studying, like, you know, so many things you can do because you want to be good. That cause, yeah, you becoming good. That's, I think, okay. But generally, attachment is not good. But sometimes attachment help us be good. That's your question, right?
Yes, and my intention for for being here is to be better towards myself and others. So
okay.
Thank you very much.
Oh, you're
welcome.
Thank you. Yeah.
I guess I kind of struggle with that theory too, that like a child being sick could be like somebody else's karma creating that, you know, and like a family could be healthy and wonderful and doing a lot of good things and have a sick child, and I struggle with that. To me, like, that's just a sad thing that happens to someone, and it's not on the fault of anybody. And I don't know, like, you could live a really, really good life and have a sick child, and it's just a really thing, something I really struggle with. So I don't know if you can speak to it a little bit more.
What does mean struck? Struggle?
Oh. Struggle.
Okay. Means, can you tell me again?
Yeah, so, when she sees someone who is sick,
okay.
Like a child.
Huh. Sorry, my English is not good sometimes,
So please let me know if I'm saying this correctly. When she sees a family that has a sick child, it's very hard for her to understand how that could be, because maybe the family is really good, they're doing good things, it's not like they're, you know, they have bad actions, and still the child is sick. Is that correct?
Yeah, everything's karma, but this life, everything's profit, but we create, we believe like previous life, right? Previous life, therefore, I think. Make sense? Yeah, because like, you know, we say like that, Nama kunye tati lila, tishima kundo tati sela, things like, you know, you can see previous your life because you can see right now how you are, like, you know, condition. Then future, whenever you want to go, check your mind. Make sense? If your mind always like think it good, you will have good way. But if right now you are everything's perfect because like previous your life create a lot like positive, therefore. It is your answer?
Yes.
Very good. Okay. Thank you. Okay. Yes.
Hi. So, I'm a little confused, and hopefully you can help me. How do karma, reincarnation, and purification work together? Like, if I kill that bee or the bug by my head, you said before, my next life is not going to be good, right?
We cannot say immediately next life, because we believe, like, life is, like, you know, many. But if you did something, you have to have take that like resort. That yeah. But you can do like purification.
In this same life, so if I do something bad,
okay,
karma,
yeah,
bad karma in this life,
yeah.
Before I die, I can do purification.
Of course.
To reverse.
Yeah.
The bad karma.
Of course, like okay. You know, In one of the Indian master, he is like we call it Jabu Mashida. He is the one of the king in India. He is like you know like maybe not good king first. Then he put in the, his father in the jail. Okay. Then somebody tell him to story how parents are important for us. If you doing that, create a lot of bad karmas, like Santi Baba, blah, 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 blah. Then he said, okay, he ordered who first release from his father from jail, I will give half of my, like, kingdom. He said like that. Basically, he tried to his father take from jail. Make sense? Then everybody wants to, like, you know, things where everybody run away. The father think, oh, they're going to kill me immediately he's die. Dead, he's dead. Therefore, cause, like, because, like, his son, they create a lot of bad karma, create a lot of bad karma. Especially if we have, like, you know, kill parents is, like, really not good. Therefore, he, rest of his life, he did, like, you know, purifications. The dead life, he becoming Arahat, very level high. Another story in the Malaripa, have you ever heard Malaripa? One of the Tibetan yogi, okay. Previous his life, they have many, they have long story about his parents die, okay. Then his parents are rich. All the things keep in the uncle's family. Then the father give advice, when my kids grow up, please give back the things. Okay? When he grow up, the uncle doesn't want to give back all the things. Then his mom is very angry. They send to the child studying black magic. You know, black magic, right? Then he went to the so many difficult way. He is studying black magic. Then he used to uncle's house, kill all those things, to destroy their house through the like black magic. Then he realized he did so many bad things. Therefore, he changed his mind. He went to the another master, asked to teach really Buddhist. Then he studying, he practice, he become that life. He become liberation. Yeah, then he said, I'm not like you guys. I'm very criminal, kill many people. But if you do practice, you can get something. But of course, you guys can do. He give advice, like, you know. That's your questions?
Yes, very much. Thank you very much.
Okay.
It sounds like a much more kind and genuine version of Catholic confession.
Oh.
Yeah. when you do in Catholicism, if you do something bad, you have to go to confess your sins.
Okay.
And then everything is okay.
But if you do really like, you know, practice like, you know, then everything's okay. But if
better.
You're not like this, then karma is like this.
Okay.
So I guess part of my question is whether if you have someone who cannot do purification for themselves, if that's something that you can do for them, because my mom has been in a coma for 5 months and she's probably one of the kindest, most compassionate people that I know, who would never hurt anything or anyone. And I know that that could be from previous lives and things like that, but because she's in a coma, she can't do much to help herself. Is from a purification perspective, is that something that I can help to do for her as her daughter to help? I'd like her to wake up one day soon, but the odds of it happening aren't great, and I just want her, no matter what, to go to a good place. Okay. So I want to do whatever I can.
I think daughter and mom has very, very strong connection. That I tell here many story about my mom and me. Like a long time ago when I was in monastery, that time I'm like, you know, going my class, like, you know, before I'm a geshi. Then one time they call us, my mom is very sick. And first of all, we don't have very good doctors, okay? Then second, they said they took so many different hospitals, but most of the doctors said now she is almost like, you know, can't do anything anyway. Then I thought that's impossible. That time my mom is like, you know, young means before I'm geshi. Then every single day I research 1 hour for medicine, Buddha mantra for her. Like, you know, set of good motivation, not only her, main point is her. Because I thought she and me has very strong connection. Then I did the weekend like communication very well from Tibet to in India. But after fitting and the 1 month, around 1 month, I called her. She's recovered. She's still in Tibet. Therefore, if you're doing good things, definitely help your mom. Yeah. That's because you are, they always said, like, you know, if the kids doing good, that's really like this karma, good for like parents. So many like we say. Like something like also like the Lama Atisha, we always say like Lama Atisha and many masters saying like that, if you take care of your parents and people who long sick, and that's the three things you help for them, that's the same like, you know, merit people who see the emptiness. Make sense? See emptiness is not easy. But if you help parents, that's the same like marriage. Yeah. So,
yeah. What I struggle with, I'm a nurse, and okay. I work in long-term care.
Okay.
So, it's like, I see a lot of people going to the end stages of life, and a lot of the families come to me and ask, what's going on? It's like telling a white lie, because you kind of know what the process is. And like with her struggle here, I've seen a lot, and she can come out of it. Trust me. I've seen so many things. I struggle with the constant families coming to me saying, you know, is this going to happen? Is that going to happen? And I can't tell them the honest truth. So I don't know if you could help me out with that.
Okay. You can tell me. It's okay. Sorry.
So,
yeah.
Okay, let me know if I've got it right. So she works as a nurse.
No, sir, exactly.
And for when people are like in long-term care, like care for a long time, so
okay.
They're in the hospital or nursing home.
Geriatric.
Yeah, yeah. So old people.
Okay.
Older
okay.
people. And so she's asking, like, she maybe knows that they're near the time of death.
Okay.
The families are asking what's going to happen next, and so she has a hard time knowing how to answer that for them.
Okay.
Did I get it right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
So she said sometimes she'll tell a white lie, even though she knows that maybe they're about ready to die.
Yeah.
She might say something else.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, for example, like, you know, in the monks community, like monks community, we say, like, you know, like, for example, many of the, like, monks, that they got cancer, they're going to die,
mm-hmm.
very shortly. Then, I'm talking about in India, because I grew up in India, yes? But doctors tell, not directly patients, but rather directly to one of the who take care, patients come with patients. But, I don't know, like, white community, but if they knew, then they try to say for the monks, because monks has opportunity to more parties. Like, you know, they knew they're going to die shortly, then they whatever they have to do, like, you know, they do, right?
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, I'm really not sure in a left community that's a good idea or not. I don't know. But the monks, we do say. But some monks, like, you know, that's just not your answer. Some monks, they're really new. They are going to die. Even though they are very good health, the many happen in my monastery, like 18, 85 years old, the Sinagogues, sometimes they suddenly called their students. That's like, you know, call them, okay, now they give very good advice, okay. If I'm die, the house is your, the things is your, he give everything after money pass away. Many, many things happen in the monks community.
Mm-hmm.
Even though don't tell, they knew. But, okay. That's not...
I think this is a really useful discussion, and just to convey some of the things I've experienced and now my practice of Buddhism. So, for example, my father, who has passed away, and I knew he was dying, but I don't think he knew he was dying.
Hmm.
And I think in the West, I don't know, or non-Buddhist, I don't know if I can articulate this. I think in the West, in the U.S., you know, we don't talk much about that. And so he really didn't know. And I don't think that's I don't think that was beneficial of him to not know.
Mm.
But on the other hand, we couldn't know when exactly.
Mm.
But, you know, as a Buddhist, I think more about death than and preparation for death than I think Christians and others do. So anyway, I don't know if that's helpful to people.
I just wanted to, like, you know, like, for example, Geshe-la's mom was sick. Then the daughter says she's not, like, she's going to die very shortly. Then Geshe-la knew already. Then Geshe-la asked me go fast take care of his mom. Then I went to the hospital, take care of her with Geshe-la's brother. Then the daughter already decided she's going to die. But she never thinks she's going to die. Sometimes, like, you know, she very pain. Then she asked me to, Geshe-la, don't let me die. Okay. When pain is gone, she said, oh, that's very good. That's good for my family. Like things she see good. But she already, the daughter already decided that she, die. But then, you know, its mind is really like, you know, amazing. Like, you know, then one day, my teacher visit for hospital to her. Then said, wow, you looks good. You really looks good. Then I think you will recover. Maybe my teacher's white lie. Okay, anyway. But a few days, she really good health. She said, oh, the teacher said, I'm getting better, right? She's so happy. Next few days, she's very good. Okay? Then also, like, you know, like, on one hand, like, you know, somebody new, like, going to die. Then, immediately, they are so worried, so, like, you know, if they can stay, like, you know, maybe 2 months, 3 months, that if he and she know, become, like, 1 month, 2 months, because too many worry, then immediately going to die. That's happy a lot also. Therefore, I really don't know it's good to tell them or not. But I request you, because you are nurse, and help, like, you know, those people are very difficult, right? Very difficult. It's not easy to take care. I knew. Therefore, every time, like, you know, you think about, if I am those people, how difficult. You think about that and try to help them. The motivation is like a good setup. Not think about your, like, in the job, anything. You must think about, like, you know, set up motivation. Then help them. You create a lot of merit. A lot of merit. Because you will definitely happy life. Then many masters say, like, take care, patient, and all is not easy at all. Yeah. Therefore, okay. Thank you so very much. Okay. Okay, it's okay. Last questions.
Yeah, sorry.
Okay. Good to see you again.
Yeah, we'll call you.
What is your thoughts about a suffering animal who needs to be euthanized? But my former life before children, I was a vet tech.
Okay.
And we deal with a lot of choosing euthanasia over suffering or anything else. And so, to me, that's a very big gray area of, like, what is, in the Buddhist perspective, what is the correct answer for euthanasia, or for putting pets to sleep, or do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, I think so, yeah.
When they're suffering, when they're dying, when they're in pain, and they don't have a voice to say anything,
yeah.
What's the best... Because right for me in my previous life, when I was working at a veterinary nurse,
yeah.
I would say euthanasia to end suffering. But now I'm practicing Buddhism, but I also care very deeply about animals,
yeah.
And I don't like to see suffering at all.
Yeah, we all don't want to see any sentient being suffering, right? Yeah, because we always, like, pray for all the mother sentient beings cause of happiness and happiness, right? I already said kill is not good at all, right? But the motivation, like, for example, one of the Buddha's life, they have, I think I tell you the story, 500 businessmen crawled the oceans a long time ago. Crawled the ocean on the ship. Okay. Then one guy wants to kill the 500 people and take the, all the materials, your treasures, take. Then the Buddha's previous life, then Buddha knew, like, you know, he going to kill those people and take the everything. Then Buddha taught two things. If he kill 500 people, create a lot of negative karma, okay, one hand. So another hand is, if I kill him, I can save 500 people. Therefore, he decided to kill the people, save the 500 people. He reached the bodhicitta because he killed, not dead, because his motivation. Therefore, like, everything is motivation. Then I think Buddhists, I'm sorry to say, Buddhists never going to put in sleep. For example, Geshe-la have cat. Geshe-la was in California. I take care of the cat. Cat was passed away. Some of my friend, his animal daughter, he asked me to do like this. I say no. But how she passed away, amazing. Like, amazing. Okay?
Hold on one second.
Intention is the best intention? You don't need a mic. It's for the Like, for example, the Geshe-la's cat was very sick. She couldn't walk. Then what I did, I stayed front of her, recite my medicine Buddha and Buddha Shakyamuni mantra and Tara and whatever I knew. I stayed with her in more than 2 hours, recite mantras. That's what I did. But she's sleeping very, very peacefully. But we do like that, then I don't know.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you so very much.
Okay, Geshe-la taught last Sunday on this topic, so if you want to see the recordings in the from last Sunday, he talked about this at length.
Oh, with the Geshe-la?
Mm-hmm. So if anybody wants to hear more, it's on our website from last Sunday's teaching.
Really,
it's very conflicting.
Yeah. That's really good. Listening to Geshe-la's what he said. He is way high at my level. Okay.
It's after 12, so we have this is actually the last question. We'll go out with the team.
So I went to the beach yesterday. It was my family's very spontaneous. Oh, I'm sorry. My family's very spontaneous. They just I'm a little nervous, I'm sorry. But it was a surprise, we went to the beach. But anyway, yesterday it was down at Wrightsville Beach, but I was walking along the beach and I was seeing some pictures underneath the pier, and there was this beached stingray. And it was dying and its tail had been cut off. And it was bleeding out into the water, and I got really emotional, and it made me very, very depressed to think about it. But I felt really lost because I couldn't do anything to help it. And I know that it was dying, and I guess it's about putting positive energy out into the universe. Praying for it to have a positive rebirth, because there wasn't really anything else that I could do to help it. I don't really know what else to say, but I just think it's about being cognizant of that and putting out positive energy, because, most people pray. Whether you're a Buddhist or follow any other religions, you're still, it's still a good thing to put out positive energy into the universe. So I hope that I could help the stingray, or maybe a manta ray, I don't know. But I just think it's about putting out positive energy into the universe, to it being cognizant of its suffering.
Thank you. Hand over the keys. Yeah. Okay. I think that's what we do, like, you know, Game Over and I, sometimes we go to Silly Lake, Lake Lynn. Yeah, we go to a lot, like, you know, around the lake. Then we see so many people, like, fishing. Then we can see how hurt, like, fish, like, they put, like, if somebody put you here, then what do you think? Similarly, they do. Then we always ask them, can I have the fish? Some people are very nice, they give us, then we pray, at least they hear some, like, you know, positive word. That's also giving, like, you know, Dharma, right? Then we throw away water. Then sometimes they doesn't want to give. Then last Sunday, we went to the around the two young guy catching a lot of fish. I always go there, try to get the fish. If they cannot give, then again over and I ask, can we sell the fish us? Then the guy say, that's illegal. That's illegal. We cannot sell the fish. Then what, you want to eat? He asked me, no, we want to release. We don't want to see, like, you know, some animals at least going to die. Then he said, oh, that's illegal. Then we could do anything, right? Because that's his fish, not my fish. Then we did some, at least some money mantra for fish. Then pray for nice life becoming good. That's what we do. Then you did good job. Okay, dedication.
In the Gold Prayer Book, turn to page 246. And we'll read the dedication from Master Shantideva. So it's in the back of the same prayer page if you have the white binder. May all beings everywhere, plagued by sufferings of body and mind, obtain a notion of happiness and joy by virtue of my merits. May no living creature suffer, commit evil, or ever fall ill. May no one be afraid or belittled with a mind weighed down by depression. May the blind see forms and the deaf hear sounds. May those whose bodies are worn with toil be restored on finding repose. May the naked find clothing, the hungry find food. May the thirsty find water and delicious drinks. May the poor find wealth, those weak with sorrow find joy. May the forlorn find hope, constant happiness and prosperity. May there be timely rains and bountiful harvests. May all medicines be effective and wholesome prayers bear fruit. May all who are sick and ill quickly be freed from their ailments. Whatever diseases there are in the world, may they never occur again. May the frightened cease to be afraid and those bound be freed. May the powerless find power and may people think of benefiting each other. For as long as space remains, for as long as sentient beings remain, until then may I too remain to dispel the miseries of the world. Om tare tu tare tu re so ha. 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 Om tare tu tare tu re so ha.
A couple of quick announcements. For the new folks, welcome. There's two classes that start this week, a new module in Discovering Buddhism, Monday night from 7 to 8:30, and then the Meditation 101 led by Scott Miller will be Tuesday night, 7 to 8:30, and I think Jill has a couple of announcements as well.
Okay, let's see. First quick thing is I want to just remind everybody to save the date. June 10th is our 25th anniversary gala. So I'm just putting it out there now, saving the date, just to make sure that it's going to be a lot of vacationing, but we'd like you to arrange your vacations to be not when that's happening. So it's going to be a huge event, big night at nighttime, and the details are coming out slowly. So that's that. Joey, I have an announcement for the Serenity Gardeners for Joey. He's our garden manager. So they've been planting, having garden days, and you've seen it. It's looking pretty good, isn't it? So now we need some people to pick some wheat. So we just had a bunch of rain, and so he's got a plan for ways that you could do it really simple. Like if you were coming to DB, come a little early and pick the weeds. Very simple way. So if you'd like to talk about that, just see me afterwards, because the next announcement is there's a Sunday tea today, last Sunday of the month. So we set up food for you. Just walk outside and have a little snack. And then try to find a new person. I see a couple right there that I met. And just say hello and make them feel welcome. You know, say hi to them. And then the last announcement's the most exciting. So I don't have any details except this about the signing of the prayer flags. All I know is that 10 days ago, they got, this is like really sketchy. All I know is that 10 days ago, the mayor got the word that they can go, she can go to Dharamsala. So they're going to take all the prayer flags. And everyone, the most important thing I want you to get from this is they want bodies out there today, because they're going to be shooting it and showing it and filming it with drones and getting counts. It's very, very, very important that you go there. This is if you absolutely can't go there. So it's not just like, oh, whew, I can sign that and I don't have to go. So it's really important that you go. But if you can't go at all, then this is for you to sign. Maybe 3 to 4. Yeah, in the whole 3 to 5 on a prayer flight. So the whole goal of this, let's make sure we understand the entire goal, is to bring His Holiness to Raleigh. So this is huge. It's just hugely exciting. And it's spur of the moment because they just got the word. So that's why there hasn't been any hoopla about it. But let's make it a hoopla today. So if everybody can go out there, I don't have any idea about anything else. So, oh, Dorothea Dix Park. 3 to 5, sorry. I do know at least that. 3 to 5 o'clock. I don't know anything else about it. Venerable Lama saw someone from Western. So go down Western from here, and when you pass the prison on the left, turn on Boylan on the right, and then there apparently be a lot of signs leading you. There's a lot of ways into the park. So I think we're all just going to have to find our way, you know. You could work out teams today, and you could meet here in carpool. That might be a lot wiser than all these cars going down. Yeah, maybe we should just all meet back here at 3 and try to do something like that. So, and then we can just talk about it out there, because this is for the moment. So, sound good? Okay. Thank you.